Hare Krishna. Yesterday evening, you can see on the picture section, Radha Leela came to read again. She was reading from Krishna and Vrindavan. And there was one pastime that was very, very telling. And about our obligation to sadhana. Often we think about sadhana as a means to sadhya, practice as a means to perfection. And then when one attains perfection, then one doesn't have to perform sadhana. But actually, devotional service is always a process of perfecting, of cultivation, even on the perfectional stage. Krishna says in the Gita, Yagadanatva Karma Matyajam Karyam Evatat. He says that the acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. And then he says, Pavanani Manishina. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. So the pastime that made me remember this verse was Srimati Radharani's practicing to meet Krishna on a in the monsoon season, when chances are that it's always raining at night and therefore the clouds also cover the moon. Maybe perhaps there's not even any moon, so it's very dark outside. And still, she has to meet Krishna at the appointed place. So, during the day, in her apartment, she shuts the shutters so that it becomes completely dark and spills water on the floor. And then practices walking in the dark on the slippery surface, because it'll be muddy, and even the roads will be muddy. But usually when going up to meet Krishna, they'll take the paths rather than the main roads, which will certainly be wet. And Srimati Radharani's girlfriend says, Saki, we can't even see you. What are you doing in here? She says, I have to practice to walking in the dark on a muddy path so that I won't either slip and then I'll be able to get to meet Krishna. And of course, Srimati Radharani is, aside from being the darkness of night and day and night, not really making any difference to her, because she's Krishna's potency. So there's no real obstruction in the philosophical sense. But as a cowherd girl, she conducts herself as an ordinary person and takes these obstacles as means to show her love for Krishna, overcoming the obstacles as evidence of her love for Krishna. And so she practices, she does sadhana. She's doing sadhana. She's doing sadhana. do sadhan. Technically, one could say no, but from the spiritual point of view, yes, that sadhan is always there. As Krishna says, Bhavanam and Vishunam, in those who are Manisha, great souls. Who can be greater soul than Srimati Radharani? But still, she's practicing, because she always wants to do everything best. So even though she's the best cook, look what she's cooking. She's also trying to perfect, to make it always better, always better. And that what was in the past, that's not good enough. So Srila Prabhupada would say, there's no, I'm finished, or that's enough, I've chanted enough rounds, I've finished my rounds, I've done my service, or I know how to do things perfectly. Even the Manishina, greatest servants, Lord Balaram, Srimati Radharani, they always want to perfect their service. And so they're always doing sadhana. Here in the world we think about when you polish something, then at a certain stage it's polished. You polish a diamond, you polish gold, or if you polish a mirror, and then you think, okay, now it's done. But that's material conception. And spiritual life, it's never done. But rather the nature of transcendence is that it's always increasing, 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 and it's not sudden to attain perfection, but it's sudden for ever higher stages of perfection, ever higher stages of offering to Krishna. So therefore Krishna gives his conclusion in Bhagavad Gita. He says, no, yajna, dana, tapa, sacrifice, charity, and austerity, these should never be given up. And so we see the example of great acharyas, Goswami, Raghunathas Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, Srila Prabhupada. Even though on perfectional platforms, still they conduct themselves as sadhakas. And even when the sudden one is going from the sadhaka stage to the siddha stage, as in Goloka, then still the devotee doesn't think, oh, now it's done, I finish. But rather, they're continuing on. So, in that way, it's good contemplation that karma, Krishna says that these acts should never be finished. They should never be given up. And thus we can appreciate how even when the perfected souls are engaging in these activities, their mentality is always like that. That they're performing sacrifice and charity and penance in order to please Krishna and in order to increase their perfection.